Keep in mind always that 12 people in commitment, completely and totally without ego, remaining in quietness about it, can bring great changes upon planet Earth. If it is not possible to make that commitment, we understand that that does not mean we love you less or honor you less. But if you should truly commit to the transformation to planet Earth, then it is time for you to walk in sureness, in joy, and in consciousness, to find the crystal within each one of internal knowledge and knowing, that is what is necessary. Remember this, knowledge is not wisdom. Wisdom comes from within and cannot be taught, and the person that is wise does not say they are wise. One who is wise detaches, steps back, observes, and knows when to go forward without the ego of exploitation. Most important of all is joy, kindness, compassion, to have charity, to have faith, and to accept there is always hope for uplift. Yes. John, my understanding is that there are many souls on this planet who are going through their evolutionary process, and are not in service to the planet, while there are others who are in service, some of whom are conscious of it, and others who are unconscious of it. And then you also mentioned at one time that 98% of those that choose to serve, don't carry out their chosen service, although they may serve in some other way. Can you say anything more about that role of service, since we are all in that role in some way? Tom, that is correct, for out of every 100 who choose to return at this time to bring forth the Christ energy, the Messiah energy of the evolutionary state, to but fulfill their choosing for souls become entrapped in their ego personality or become competitive with the universe. They have internal knowledge of who they are, and they misunderstand that this is not the ultimate reality, and that is the beginning of the misunderstanding of their individuality. Upon planet Earth there are many that are in that state. Steve, when I last talked to you, some years ago, there was a crisis, early 1980s, and now there is one again. Gulf War, 1990. While there has been in the interim a time when the world has seemed to be getting much more peaceful. At the same time there has been an emphasis on greed, personality cults and selfishness. Is the human race at this stage able to cope alone, or may it be possible that a direct intervention of some kind may be required in the present circumstances? Tom, what you see now is the thrashing of the tail of the negativity that knows it is on its way out, bringing forth cultism and fanaticism. There will be intervention if there were any people that would attempt to trigger the total destruction of planet Earth's environment. Also know that there surrounds the Earth many of what you call space beings from lower civilizations that have come here, for they have destroyed their own planetary system and are looking for a place of survival in another. Planet Earth must survive. It is your energy that helps it to survive. David, is it appropriate to ask whether those space beings visiting us now are a threat to human civilization? Tom, some of them, yes. Council has said that I must clarify, these are not a threat to the survival of planet Earth, but not all mean it well, as you are in the state of transformation, so are other civilizations that are coming forth, yes. Viterrestrial Affairs. 18. Making a difference. This chapter concerns our usefulness to each other on this planet and also our relationships, and how we deal with them. Though concerned with what we can do to help the planet and humanity, Tom does warn us about getting too zealous. It does not help your work for you to be too intense. It is important for you to have some form of relaxation or diversion, such as watching your television, or listening to music, to read, or to walk or to visit with general friends and talk of totally different subjects. In your physical world it is important to maintain a balance. You cannot do this if there is not diversion. You must relax in order to function at a higher level. While there are visualization and meditation instructions in the next chapter, here is a practical, helpful thing that you can do to make a difference to the world that we live in. If some of these meditation tips are repeated later on, I make no apologies, it is to be helpful to the skip readers. Meditation is among one of the most helpful things that anyone can do, both for themselves and the planet. The nine have suggested that we make a commitment and join together for 18 minutes to meditate for the unification of this planet and also for the right of individual countries to exist, and then to meditate that all these strengthened, unified countries throughout the world use their solidification wisely. They have emphasized the need for group energy and cohesiveness, with synchronization of the time of meditation and then a commitment to that arrangement. The requested time is for 18 minutes, coordinating with 21 hours in Israel. Don't forget to check local seasonal time changes. As a guide, this should equate with 11 in the U.S.A. West Coast, 14 in the USA East Coast, 19 in the British Isles, 20 in Europe. The selected day is Sunday. The 9 request that at least once a month a minimum of 12 people be together. On other Sundays, if that is not possible, a minimum of 3 people would be required. We are asked to keep our arms and legs unfolded during meditation, and to enter our meditative state in complete love, harmony and peace. If it is necessary for you to do something pre-meditative, be it with sound, color, breathing, exercise or quiet, do this before starting. Also before starting, the 9 suggest a color cleansing using specifically, emerald green, royal blue and royal purple. Visualize these colors showering down upon you, taking away all the disturbances of the day, and allow that shower of color to flow away into the earth in purification before beginning your meditation. Tom, we each work in service together. Within each server there is an intuition that is the highest. It is your connection with us. Listen to the voice within you. Follow in directness whatever you have surety about. It is important that the peoples upon the planet Earth understand their responsibility for self, for each other, and in turn for the universe. It is important for people on planet Earth to understand that in death they do not escape responsibility, that there is no death. So that each movement, each thought, each word affects the universe. It is important that those upon the planet Earth begin to work in harmony, in unison, in balance and in peace with each other. This book which we have asked to be written for us will help you to understand the purpose for each person, and for planet Earth in relation to the universe. Remember this, we are all one with you. We are you and you are us. We exist on your energy of love. Understand that you are not an island alone, that you are part of a whole dash, and when I say this to you, I refer to all that are in service. Those that have desire to be alone and perform a service according to their own dictates, within themselves, are in truth not in service. To be in service is to give oneself for the love of the universe and for the love of their fellow humans. It is also important to remember that if you begin to become trapped in looking within yourself, to have total understanding of yourself, that is also a form of ego. It is time to put aside yourself and go forward. We speak to all. It is the only way and the only form in which the universe can evolve. We have no objection if looking within themselves can in truth benefit people, and they may then make a step forward, but to sit in a circle and look within, and constantly ask what about me? And see what I have done, then they in truth are not prepared for service. When you can let go of what about me, and ask what can be done for the betterment of the universe, and have the willingness to let go of ego, desires and self-pity, then what you have been trying to find within yourself will be shown in great clarity. The council say that I should say this to you. The others, if they can keep those that have desire to serve in a tight circle, and looking within at all times, then in truth they have succeeded. Have they not? John, yes. It has been said in the past that the process of change and growth has to take its natural and somewhat slow course, and I feel that at this time of great change. Tom, we have not the time that has been said by men. All the souls that have existed, and now exist at this time, and those that are in the spirit world surrounding this earth, have had their time. It is their selfishness, it is their egos, their self-pity, their physical desires, that they refuse to relinquish. They have had the time. They know within the core of their soul and their very being, that they have had the time. It is their egos that prevent them from change and progressing. If we would permit this, this planet would plunge into darkness, and it would take the greatest portion of the universe with it. We have given this planet more than sufficient time. In truth, we have given to this planet and those that exist upon this planet more time than we have given the souls that exist upon other planets. We cannot give more time. The time that we have given has not been used in a productive manner, but to feed egos again. All people have potential. If you take a jar of oil and try to take it in, it does not taste pleasant, and you may take a jar of vinegar alone and it is not pleasant, but if you mix the two together, and then you take it in, it tastes refined. This is what you must understand about those with whom you work. John, yes, thank you. That's beautiful. Tom, what we explain to you now, we explain in all truth and sincerity. This is for all those who proclaim to be in the work. We wish you to understand that it is not possible for any people on earth to escape responsibility for planet Earth, in order to do what they say they must do. It is not possible for them to be of any service if they look after their own interests only. Remember that all those that come to you from distant lands on earth, and would say to you, I have left all my responsibilities, desires, and all that I have had, and my mother, father and children, because I have come here to work for God. They are in error, because they cannot be working for God when they do not accept the responsibility for those that are close to them. They may in truth think that they do. It might be true a person is dedicated to what she or he believes is a dedication, but you do not remove yourself from what you are responsible for by doing it in a manner that causes friction or great hurt to someone else, because you are then responsible for the soul of that person. We wish to explain an earthly condition to you. You in truth have more understanding of the density of the earth than we. We created the earth, but we have not existed upon the earth. Those that have incarnated upon earth many times have more understanding of the weakness involved in living on earth. When we say this, we speak of relatively evolved souls. We attempt not to flatter you. We speak the truth of the position and responsibility of evolved souls. These people are teachers in service, for they have greater understanding of service than many that are in service. John, two difficulties we have with this subject of evolved souls is the dangerous feeling of elitism that it can create in some people involved in this work, and, if you are applying this notion of evolved souls to the members of our group, the strangeness that group members should have all come together at one time. Tom, it is not strange, for it is now the time. There has been great suffering amongst all of you in your past. In your previous lifetimes of service there have also been great failures, and there have been many that have come at this time that are also now experiencing great failures. It has taken great suffering to have reached this point. It has taken a long consideration among all of you to arrange to return at this point. It has taken great stamina for all of you to remain in your life situations, to bring you together. And there are many others like you. Please explain to servers on Earth that each of them has given all that is possible to be upon the planet Earth at one time or another. And in your situations, in not being world leaders, but in suffering, in despair, in anguish, you are not different from more ordinary souls. All that exist at this time on Earth have suffered in greatness in the past, though some have also been in great joy. John, would that imply that almost anyone on the earth would have an identity that you could name from the past, one which would be recognizable? Tom, not at this time, for there are millions upon millions of souls. Those that are gathered as servers now are those that were gathered also in the past to raise the evolution of the planet. They are now gathering again to evolve the planet. The council say I have created difficulty in a system of belief. John, well? The difficulty is not to give the impression that any one person is any more special or has any more special cosmic function than any other. Tom, all people have a great cosmic function. It is important for you to relate that each has a responsibility to each other and to the universe. They have come from many other planets, and they have served on other planets. They are now here to help planet Earth, but also because of the attractiveness, the density, the physicalness. They have become entrapped in the planet Earth. Perhaps they will recognize that in themselves. John, I understand that those of us that have come back to serve in this way, made that decision before this lifetime. What I am not quite clear on is how we have come to be together and to work together in the way that we are, when we have no memory of that decision. How is it that we have all met, and have come to be working together? Tom, that was your decision. If you had the memory, Would you then be able to relate to the experience of souls on planet Earth? John, probably not. It seems that there was a sort of subconscious guiding thread that did bring us together, that remembered the past that we had shared. Tom, it was your choosing. You are not here by accident. In your accomplishments, and in that which you will accomplish for the purification of the planet Earth, if you choose to be reborn upon the planet Earth in your next life, you will then have memory, as those that exist upon other evolved planets have memory. Andrew, we humans on Earth seem to have difficulty in keeping to our commitment, in respect of any resolutions we make. How does it affect you when someone ends up not doing what they said they would do? Tom, we look over your scene and we choose those that we think are most beneficial to the work. They make commitments. They think within their hearts and they verbalize that they are making commitments, but we cannot truly interfere when all of a sudden the commitment does not want to be made. This has been the problem for thousands of years with this planet. Andrew, yes, I'm beginning to realize that. Tom, they will do that which does not interfere with their pleasures. Andrew, I'm well aware of this and I think it makes you sad because it is for the benefit of humankind, on Earth. If we ourselves cannot help each other, then it seems to me a very desperate situation as far as the future is concerned. Tom, we understand why you humans have difficulty with commitment, and we understand that we ask you to do many things. Then at times, when things do not happen, you understand why they do not, but others do not understand. People expect us to perform miracles for them. We can only do so much. We need your physical energy and your minds on your planet. That is very important. Andrew, I hope to convey this to others as I get a deeper knowledge of this. Tom, you have worked with us for many, many years without proof, and for this we are forever grateful. Andrew, I seem to be in a strange position where I don't have dreams. I don't have visions. I don't have insights. Tom, you have a knowledge inside. Andrew, I seem to go on what's called faith. I guess it may be knowledge, but anyway, Tom, knowledge is faith. Some people have a great desire to please us. But if in pleasing us it brings sorrow to them, then it does not please us. And if such a person is not in a position to bring forward clearness of complete commitment, we have great understanding, for we understand the nature of the earth. We have said to you that there will be times of sorrow and times of despair, but they will be in the minimal, not in the most, and it will only come at times when there is a drain on your energy from those that surround you. Your commitment, if it is true commitment, will bring the song of the universe within you. It will cause you to walk in the light of love, and to walk in lightness. If among any of you there is not understanding of this, then we would ask that you be clear with yourselves about service. If your commitment is clear to the extent that it fills you with love, with joy and with the music of the universe, by verbalizing that commitment, it adds strength to it, for all those forces who are in agreement with you will be strengthened by your joy, and will surround you with the purest of love. But if your commitment brings not joy but sorrow and anguish, and not pleasure, but only a wish to please us, by verbalizing that reservation it dissipates it, and those that love you may then give you the strength to filter it and to understand. Verbalization in love gives you strength, and gives us strength. To be an ostrich, to be not reviewing, it is better not to serve the universe. Your motivation at all times must be the highest. Your purpose and direction must be as clear as is possible in the density of your world. Your generosity, your love, your heart, your joy in life must expand to touch others. There are no teachers, for all are students. There is an exchange that is given, and when you give yourself, if it be your physical, mental or emotional nature, if you give out that energy to touch and expand to others, what you receive is 100-fold. That is the secret of growth, the secret of expansion, the willingness to give yourself completely without question. But at the same time knowing not to give yourself to fools. You know that there are upon planet Earth those that you call fools? They are there to see if you are willing to give yourself to a fool, that is their position. Only one who is willful and forces his way forward gives to a fool. We must tell you also that zeal is futile. When you transfer what you know and become aggressive with this, and try to insist that other people should understand and agree, you are then creating a problem for yourself. You know who you are. It is often beyond people's comprehension, or it can activate their fears. You must be very careful to maintain balance and love and understanding. You are not special though in truth you are. But this does not remove responsibility from you or give you special accounts in the physical world. There is no way that you can help others if you do not understand the joys, fears, sadness, despairs, loves and angers of the peoples that exist in the physical world. In truth you are to master these things, but one who calls himself a master escapes from them. A master masters those things while existing among them. That is the difference between a master who does not claim to be a master, and those that claim to be masters. If you remove yourself from the physical world, then you have no temptation, no anger, no joy, no love. And by removing from the world, you can easily master those things because there is no temptation, no touching of other beings. You cannot transfer your beliefs or feelings to another. You can only plant a seed. And you cannot condemn others for the manner in which they live. You can only attempt to show them. Without being the highest example, they will not listen. Be gentle with people and drop a seed, and we will handle the rest. There is not one soul on your planet that cannot be saved, if in truth it was handled properly with stability, maturity and love. It is important to have love, and it is important to give love and to share love. And it is also important to realize that you are not a perfect being. Neither is anyone, but each of you has within you qualities that, blended with the qualities of others, make a perfect being. After this there followed a discussion with a guest who had asked for guidance in his teaching of others. There are no teachers. If you understand the principle, then you understand much. When one sets themselves up as a teacher, they set themselves apart. The Council of Nine, are not teachers. The Nazarene was not a teacher. All are students together in the universe, and when one has an exchange with another, then that is called a teacher often is taught. That is what the exchange is about. Another word needs to be utilized in your language. Yes. We mean there are no teachers of the universe, you understand? Though there may be a teacher of a musical instrument. You see, it is now the time in the universe of planet Earth that people must learn for themselves. The time of teaching such as religion, or another person's idea to another one, what is only needed in these times is a guidance. There are all means and methods and facilities of exchange of information to the far circles of the Earth. In times of past, leaders and teachers of Earth felt that the mass of humankind were not capable of thinking for themselves. At this time of the forwardness of Earth, and of the acceleration that has been intensified upon the Earth, even that which you would call knowing is being impregnated with the energy fields that are awakening the innermost voice within. And understand fully that there are no teachers, only facilitators. Then an exchange concerning personal faith. Albert, as a Christian, I am disturbed by the influence of other Christians, who criticize those of us who have a more mystical, meditative approach. Do you have any guidelines on this? Tom, surround yourself with the white light of protection, with the universal consciousness that is Christ. Ask for direction and guidance, and above all else, ask yourself, what is my motive? Do I do this for gain? Do I do this for exposure? Do I do this to be different? Do I do this for a barter, money? Do I do this so I may be someone in my world? If your answer is yes to any of these questions, then you are open for those to misguide you. If your motivation is only for love of humanity and to bring about peace upon this planet Earth, and you are able to be happily in silence with this, not to brag upon it, not to speak about those places or energies that have been used, then all good will come. Miki, I feel that I have become spiritually blocked, yet I still have the urge to make a difference in the world. Do you have any advice on this? Tom, if you will discipline yourself to meditate for a minimum of 9 minutes each day, but preferably 18 when there is more allowance, to gather inner strength and guidance from your soul, all barriers to your spiritual path will be removed. Know this, Each and every human is in a position of great responsibility to bring about change in humankind, and that each of you does create a difference in the lives of those that you touch, even though you may not know it. Therefore, the importance of maintaining an integral self, and being honest within self and with others must be of the highest priority. It is important to know that each of you has within you a crystallization of the spirit that removes itself from the ins and outs of your life, and comes outward as a beam that touches and inspires, and brings to those in contact with you the necessary energies for changing the self within and creating a difference in their own and others' lives. It is important to bring the mind together with the spirit and the emotions, to bring them into a complete whole being. It is important that each of you be a battery for that to happen for other humans also. Know this, at times the battery just needs to be, do you understand? This lifetime is the most important that you have ever chosen. Those of the past were past experiences for preparation for this one. It is important to know that what is past, and what is coming in the future does not make a difference at this moment. It is this moment in time which makes the difference. Each moment is a new beginning. Each moment should be experienced and touched. The memories of those moments, as also the memories of past lives, benefit you, and it is in preparation for the future. But it is when you are in this moment that you are who you are, that you are at the center of the universe. Anticipation over the future causes anxiety. When you be with this moment, the future is but the next moment. John, I think it's our relative insignificance in society that makes it hard for us to believe that we are playing an important function. Tom, that is your analysis of relative insignificance. A shoemaker may have more significance than the leader of a country. The wear and tear factor of being in service can beset anybody. The next exchanges dealt with this specific problem. Tom, in the expansion of your energy, in the etheric of each human, when it is extended continually in giving self to others, in forwarding service and direction, then you always leave a portion of your etheric along your path. What is of greatest importance is the retrieval of the etheric. You have in your world a gum chew. Is that not so? D. Yes. Chewing gum. Tom, and when it is new it is a full form, then you make it pliable by adding moisture. Then you masticate it. Then you remove all essence of the taste from it? Is that not so? D. That's true. Tom, then you may take it and stretch it, and it will have holes. You may continue to put portions here and portions there, and then you cannot put it all back together. And then it not only loses its form, it loses the essence of what it was. That is when you overgum chew. Is that not so? D. Yes. Tom, the teacher that leads and develops cannot extend beyond what has been extended, when they are not of the substance to extend further. So it is necessary to make a complete break. One may curtail expansion of self in helping humankind to grow, until health and balance are restored. In this way it is possible to heal oneself while in service to humanity. Guest, one of the major difficulties in my work is the sheer physical complexity of the matters that I have to deal with. Can you suggest how, with the pressures on me, I can deal with this immense complexity? Tom, you have within you resources and energies. You have within you a mind. And you also have love surrounding you. To begin to think of great complexities in your hour of stress creates more complexities. To put things into action, do not attempt to do everything, but do one step at each time. Remove yourself from yourself. Think not of yourself and your stress. Detach yourself from your family, your friends and associates in emotion. Detach from all in emotion. Think, for you have that ability, that you are performing a service, or that you are performing upon a stage. And do this with each step. It is important to begin, not to be concerned with difficulties. When you begin, you will see the great challenge it is for you, and it will occupy you, it will give you strength and fortitude. It will keep your mind in a situation of flux, not stuckness. So you may then think in clearness. You have created a situation that was created by you. Therefore you can uncreate it, or you have that ability. You will find that if you have difficulty in things that are morally right, care not what others attempt to do, or what benefit from your distress they attempt to gain, but know that you have done morally right. And if they attempt to earn more from you, to accuse you or to cover their own losses in making of you a scapegoat, then they in truth will be found out, and it is not your concern.